Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. Everybody was so pleased that our next guest is in studio with us, and one of the regrets of being here in Baltimore is that I am not in studio with him, but Don and Peter are there, and that is the Jets quarterback, Sam Darnold. Sam, how you doing?
I'm good, man. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You hit the stadium the other day. You are at the uniform unveil yesterday, so things are looking pretty good. Huh? Are you having a good time?
Yeah, having a great time. Uniforms look sweet. But what really matters is what the fans think, so as long as they're happy, we're happy as players. But I said it on stage, too. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what happens if we lose. So,
right.
You know, as long as we're winning, the uniforms are going to look good regardless.
How surprised were you at the turnout? All the fans that showed up last night.
Yeah, it was a good amount. It was super fun to be able to, you know, interact with the fans and kind of see their reaction to the uniforms as well. It was a special atmosphere. You know, it was kind of waiting to go out there. You hear all the J-E-T-S, Jets, and it just kind of felt like a game atmosphere. Honestly, like waiting to go out there. Just talking to the guys backstage, it was like, man, you know, I want to go play a game already. So it was cool to feel that, and super cool to do that with my teammates.
How different is it, like, at this point, being a Jet where you feel solidified, you're the quarterback, you know you go into all this stuff, knowing your role and that you've done it before already?
So comfortable. I feel so good. And just, I think even just, you know, Monday walking into the locker room and already knowing more than half the guys, that was half the battle last year, was just walking in as a rookie and trying to not force anything, but just get to know everyone, you know, on a personal level. And it takes time. It really does. And now that I already know most of the guys and, you know, just got to meet some of the other guys that we have on board. But it's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to kind of stepping in that huddle again and taking control and kind of getting a feel of, you know, our new players. And I know even just being in the building a little bit, you know, it's been really fun to kind of feel the vibe. You know, the vibe's a little bit different, and it's really been fun to step in there and kind of realize that.
Now, Sam, obviously it's your second year, but you got the new coach, you have a new offensive coordinator, so is it another learning experience?
Definitely. You know, it's a new offense, but it's, you know, it's just something that, you know, I gotta, you know, grind. You know, I gotta grind out. It's, you know, we know it as players. I know it as, you know, as the quarterback. It's, you know, I did it a couple, you know, really a few years ago at USC, and, you know, I just learned a new offense last year, and I'm just gonna do it again this year, and it's gonna be fun. I know, you know, just watching some of the tape of, you know, Peyton in Denver, Jay Cutler in Chicago a little bit. And then what he's been able to do, what Gase has been able to do in Miami, was pretty special. You know, some of the stuff that he was able to do, it was super unique. And I'm just looking forward to kind of seeing what he has in store for this offense and our identity.
So from what you know so far, how different is it than what you ran last year?
I mean, some of the concepts and the routes are the same. You know, I think it's just a matter of it being taught a little bit different, which I think is important. You know, I think certain depths and certain out cuts, in cuts are going to be a little bit different for the guys, but it's going to be really fun. I mean, you know, we'll see. You know, it'll be interesting to see how we want to use the tempo, because that's, you know, as you know, it's been kind of the talk of the league the last couple of years, is just going up to the ball and having the coach be able to talk to you in the headset and kind of using that as an advantage. So it'll be interesting to see how Coach Gase kind of uses that and how we want to attack it that way.
What kind of an addition is Le'Veon Bell for you and for the team?
Huge addition. I mean, you know, Le'Veon's, I keep saying it, but, you know, Le'Veon's so quarterback friendly. I think just watching him playing with Pittsburgh, you know, Big Ben will go through his first, his second, his third progression. And we all know it as quarterbacks, you know, you start to kind of panic a little bit. And, you know, as much as you try to stay calm, it's hard with all those guys rushing, and, you know, the pocket starts collapsing, you start to panic a little bit. And then I feel like Le'Veon was always just kind of in Ben's vision. He always just kind of popped open right there, and Ben just checked it down, and Le'Veon was able to get 10, you know, 20 yards after the catch, which is very valuable as a quarterback to just be able to continue to, you know, stay on schedule, keep getting completions and get those yards.
So it's not totally inaccurate, because when we were describing the idea of getting him, I definitely throw out the term security blanket every once in a while. Like, it's nice to have this guy there that, you know, if you're looking downfield and you're checking down, it's not there, that you just have him there. That is, it's not totally inaccurate to describe it that way.
Not at all. Not at all. I think it's very safe to say. And you know, we have a lot of other guys like that too. I mean, Robbie with the deep threat that he is, Q, he's able to catch the ball, get upfield, and get a ton of yards. And then Chris Herndon and Jameson Crowder kind of being in the middle, you know, Jameson being a slot guy, which is a huge addition for us. And then Chris,
have you gotten to connect with Jameson at all yet?
Yeah, gotten to talk to him a little bit. Great dude so far, from what I understand and from what people have told me. He's an awesome teammate, awesome locker room guy, and even a better player. So I'm really looking forward to working with everyone. But like I said, I mean, Chris Herndon and Jameson being in the middle there can wreak some havoc for sure.
Did last year live up to your expectations?
Yes and no. Obviously, you want to win more games. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for me, I mean, the competitor that everyone is in the NFL, they expect to win every single game they play.
Right.
And for that not to be the case, for us to lose a lot more games than we won, it sucked. It sucked, and I was expecting to win more, obviously, but to get that rest a little bit, you know, with the injury, having those few weeks off and then coming back to finish the year, for me personally, on a strong note, to be able to, you know, find completions and not turn the ball over as much as I did in the beginning part of the season, I definitely grew a ton, and I already know that, you know, I'm just going to continue to grow, and especially with this offense that Coach Gase runs, it's going to be fun.
John, with Sam Darnold, Jet quarterback here on the Michael Kay Show. Now, last year, I wouldn't say it's playing with house's money, but when a quarterback's playing in his rookie season, you guys expect to win, but not much, that much is expected. This year, I just get the sense it's different. This Jet team hasn't made the playoffs in forever. Do you feel some pressure on you? Hey, we've got to win games this year.
I mean, there's always kind of that pressure, but I don't feel it. I mean, for me, it's just about staying, like I just said, I mean, staying on schedule is the biggest thing. Finding completions, you know, doing all the little things that I need to do every single down to be able to win us a ball game. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it, whether it's watching tape, understanding tendencies that the defense has, all those little things. They basically add up to just getting completions and staying on schedule. And then once you get in the red area, scoring touchdowns. So, you know, I think that's going to be kind of the theme going into this offseason. But especially, you know, with all our guys learning a new offense, we just got to all get on the same page and communicate. I think communication is going to be very key throughout this offseason, just because, you know, you know, for a few guys, we don't know each other. And then, you know, for the whole other part of the offense is just, you know, communicating with, you know, what the play is, you know, what depth we want to run this at. With Robbie's speed, do we might want to go a little bit deeper on routes to time it up better with my footwork? All those little things are going to be very important to talk about this offseason.
You know, the quarterback is so difficult to play because you got so much on your plate. So where does leadership fall? I mean, how do you deal with that? Is that something that just comes to you, or is that something you're consciously trying to get better at?
Right. Well, I think for me, it's more of a natural thing. Mm-hmm. I want to let my leadership kind of flow, just with me being me. You know, if you know, I feel like I have a pretty good sense of it. If a practice is, if guys are kind of drifting during a practice, or you know, I feel like as a team we need to maybe just tighten up the screws a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'll say something,
okay.
You know, and but it comes with communication, like asking a guy, hey man, do you kind of feel this practice? You know, guys are kind of lulling off a little bit. Do you feel that a little bit? And having that communication, and with the other guy being like, yeah, a little bit, and then, you know, if he's feeling it, most of the other guys are probably as well. So it's just having that constant communication with each other. And I think that's more my leadership style, is making sure that everyone's on the same page and not being that guy that's just talking to talk. More of that guy who's like, okay, there might be something wrong here. Let's address it, get on the same page, and then get back to business.
What did McCown mean to you last year?
Josh is awesome. I think the biggest thing, I mean, for Josh, or for me, you know, Josh was always kind of that guy saying, you know, this is how you want to approach a walkthrough. This is how you command the huddle. He's kind of talking to me about how to do those things. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to try to do that. And then, you know, first half of the season, I felt like I was doing it. And then all of a sudden I get hurt and I'm able to watch Josh in a practice and in the walkthrough and in the meeting rooms. And I was like, oh man, you know, that's what he actually meant. But when he said that, so, I got to learn a ton from Josh when I was hurt. And, you know, I think kind of taking some of those things from Josh and kind of, you know, using him the last few games of the season really, really helped me out.
Sam, and, I would think, though, that, like, being the leader that you're describing that Josh was, for a guy that just got out of college, and these are veteran guys who've been professionals for a long time, that must be a really tough thing for you to do.
Yeah, well, it was right when I got in.
Right.
And then I feel like, you know, for me, I was, you know, I kind of had to adapt really fast. You know, it was just going in there and, you know, getting the starting role as a quarterback. You know, I think another person that influenced kind of the way that I lead was Teddy Bridgewater when I first got there. You know, he was just like, bro, just be yourself. just go in there, be yourself. And if you do that, everyone's going to respect it no matter what. So that was just the biggest thing for me, was stepping in, being myself. And I kind of let, you know, my play speak for itself. And then, you know, as I felt more comfortable with the guys, I was able to step into the huddle and say the things that I needed to say as I felt more comfortable.
Well, obviously, we know the Jets' quarterback position is pretty well sewed up for next season. There's another team in town. We're not exactly so sure what's going to happen. When you look at the draft class this year, what quarterbacks really impress you?
Yeah, well, I think Kyler's athleticism is impeccable. You know, there's a lot of questions about his height and all that. But, you know, I just think he's super athletic and super talented. Whenever you get a special athlete out there, he's likely to make a few plays here and there. And then I'm really impressed with Drew Lock out of Missouri. I can't say enough good things about him. I mean, just watching his tape, but I also got to spend a ton of time with him this offseason, which might, you know, make me a little biased. But, no, I'm super impressed with everyone. I mean, Daniel Jones out of Duke, Dwayne Haskins as well. Mm. You know, there's a lot of guys that I'm impressed with.
Now, we don't know what the Giants are going to do, if they're going to take a quarterback, but if they did, what advice would you have for that quarterback playing in New York in this kind of an atmosphere?
Yeah, I think just what Teddy told me, you know, be yourself.
Okay.
Because if you're not yourself, guys will sense it. Not only guys on the team, but fans in the city will eat you up. So I would just say to just be yourself, and no matter what happens, whether it's bad or good, move on, you know, just move on to the next play, move on to the next week. That's how you got to take things in this business. 'Cause if you hold on again, whether it's good or bad, you know, it's just going to stick with you and you're not going to be able to have success, you know, the next time you go out there.
All right, we're going to take a brief time out.
Okay.
And when we come back, we have a very special announcement. And also, we're going to ask Sam about the whole process of the NFL draft leading up to the draft, what quarterbacks have to go through. But first, our special announcement. That'll come up in just a moment. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, Darnold, and you. You're watching us on Yes and listening on 98.7 ESPN. Welcome back to the Michael Kay Show. We are talking with the Jets quarterback, Sam Darnold. And at this point, we'd like to make what we think is a really big announcement, because we're excited about it, and I hope that Sam is as well. Every week, the week before the season begins, and then every week during the season, Sam will be an exclusive guest here on the Michael Kay Show. Woo! So we're looking forward to that. And Sam, welcome to the family. That should be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, if at the very least all you do is have a better phone line than Landon Collins had last
year,
you will be considered a hero at this radio station.
And Damian Woody, who has got like a really awful landline. But it'll be fun to talk to you. And I know it sounds like fun, but that means after losses too. So you'll be ready for that.
It'll be fun. Well, I have to respond to media regardless.
But right, that's a good point.
It'll definitely be fun. I'm really looking forward to it, guys. And, you know, I think just giving the fans, you know, some perspective on the game and, you know, kind of what we deal with during the week, how we prepare for a game. It's going to be really fun to talk about.
See, right there is the win, because we try to tell everyone, you know, the media's hated, players hate the media. We're the conduit to the fans. 100%. I think you're looking at it the exact right way. The fans don't get a chance to ask you questions, but we're going to ask the questions that the fans want to hear. So this is your way of being able to give your perspective to the fans that are watching. And I think that's the only way players should look at it.
Right. Well, the fans run the league. I mean, if there's no fans, there's no NFL. So in the media, I feel like it's kind of the middleman in between. So it's definitely really important for us as players to be able to talk to the media and give our two cents of what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, in the maybe not in the locker room, but you know, in right. terms of game planning and mm-hmm. Going about it on a daily basis, trying to prepare to win a game, and then the play on Sunday, which all the fans see. You know, I think it'll be really fun to talk about.
We were talking before we went to break about the guys that might be drafted this year. You went through the combine. From the outside looking in, Sam, it seems like such a meat market. It seems like, wow, that must not be the most fun thing to do. They must ask you these personal questions. Was it at all fun, or was it really work?
No, it's work. It's definitely work. I mean, it's fun to be able to do it, I guess, with other players, other college players that you're going to be in the draft with, but you know, it's also part of an interview process. It's just like when you get out of college and you're interviewing for the job you want. It's the same thing. It's just, you know, our job happens to be, you know, mental and super physical. So you got to test all those different things, and it takes time. It takes effort. So I'm aware of it. I know a lot of players are. It's what we got to do. And, you know, everyone does it. With that being said, you know, it makes the rookie year really, really long. But it's definitely worth it. I mean, we get to live out our dream. You know, I try not to let people forget that. You know, it's everyone asks me questions, man, are you tired of this? Are you tired of, you know, no offense, but are you tired of talking to the media, dealing with all that stuff? You know, new jerseys, you know, you guys are losing, all this stuff. I'm like, man, yeah, I mean, we're working to be better. We're working to win games. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, I'm living out my dream, you know. So it's I don't lose sight of that. And I'm just super pumped to be able to do that. So
what was the weirdest question you got asked?
I think one of the weirder questions was what kind of drink that I like when I go out. That was a weird one. But other than that, not a ton of.
Well, but I see what they're doing there. They want to know
for sure.
If they hear the no certain doubt. Kind of drink, and it's like, you know,
yeah, Jägermeister could drop you a couple of spots.
Yeah. Right, well, exactly. Long Island iced tea only. That's all I do.
Yeah. Well, what I told him was I'm 20 years old.
So. There's no drink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
It's a Sprite. I don't understand what you're saying. What was the? Do you have one particular standout high from last year where this moment you had was like, I need to get back to how this feels. This feels incredible.
Yeah. I mean, winning, whenever you win, it feels good. You know, I think that first, the Denver game where our offense was feeling good, we were able to run the ball. We ran the crud out of the ball. You know, just those last few games, even though some of them didn't go in our favor, I felt really, really comfortable out there. And that's what I'm – this offseason, that's why I was super excited to get to work and really just start the season already because, I mean, I felt so comfortable out there. I just want to get going again.
Also has to be another reason why you're psyched to have Levy on because you said you like the feeling of when running's working.
Yeah.
It must just make your confidence start growing as you're seeing him moving the ball in chunks.
100%. But, you know, a lot of that work is the O-line too. And we got, you know, another good piece in KO and Compton, another dude. But, you know, our O-line's really shoring up. And I'm really, really excited about this year.
I'm trying to
remember. All right, Sam, we've got to ask you this, okay? Because we were there when he got announced to the media. Have you experienced Adam Gase's eyes yet?
Yeah.
The so eyes of
scary in person?
No, I mean, he's a normal dude. He was just,
he is.
You know.
But the eyes aren't.
I don't know what happened during that press conference, but.
He was crazy eyes killer during that
day. Yeah, man. I mean, that was a different deal. But, no, he's been super cool so far. And, you know, I know a lot of the guys are really looking forward to working with him. He's got such a good rep around the league, too, of being such a player's coach. So we're excited about it. And, you know, I know that might be one of the first things he addresses, and he might have some fun with it. He might have some fun with it, too, because that's the kind of guy he is. So, no, I think we're all just looking forward to working with him.
Was it tough to see Bowles go?
Definitely. I mean, Coach Bowles was, again, like I just said, he's such a player's coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the whole staff was awesome as well on the offensive side. So, defensive side, great as well. I know some of them are still with us. So it was just, you know, it's obviously when you work with someone, also Coach Bowles drafted me. So, there was kind of, you know, that, but you know, it's just, that's the business. So, and that's what I'm learning is, you know, as fast as I can, it's a business and that's how it goes sometimes. And, you know, there's no time to dwell on it, but during, you know, I definitely dwelled on it, you know, after that last game when all the coaches were getting fired. And that was a crazy experience that, you know, is something that you know, is, you know, hopefully I never get to, you know, have happen again. Because, you know, to be honest, as a player, you kind of feel part of it, you know. So it's definitely not a good experience, but, you know, I'm definitely going to miss Coach Bowles and that coaching staff. Mm-hmm. But, again, just really, really excited about having Coach Gase on board and that coaching staff as well.
Did you talk to Bowles at all after he got fired?
No, I actually didn't get a chance to.
Mm-hmm. He seemed like we had him on every week. He seemed like just a guy who goes to work every day and seemed like a really down-to-earth person.
Yeah, no, Coach Bowles was an amazing guy, is an amazing guy. You know, he's definitely, you know, one of the great coaches that I've been around. You know, just like I said, it's just the business.
Now, I think it was the Bears game where this is the first game you're going to play where the temperature is X amount, you know, playing for where in California. Was that any kind of a problem for you? The wind, the cold, the first time you play in the snow, is that anything you're even conscious of, or is football
sure.
just football?
No, you got to be conscious of it because it kind of changes, you know, the way, especially for me. I mean, not the way I read things, but it definitely changes the way that I, you know, wear some of my equipment and all the, there's just some little things, you know, hand warmers, all that kind of stuff. You know, you got to be conscious of it, but once you get out there and you're playing, you do all those things naturally because you feel your hands getting cold. You put them in your hand warmer, you know. So it's really not a big deal when it comes down to it, because, you know, the managers on the side with all the footballs are taking really good care of them. They're keeping them warm, and once they get in there, they're as warm as if it was 75 and sunny. Mm-hmm. So that's really it, just keeping the balls warm and my hands warm, and I'm good.
All right, before we let you go, is this a potential playoff team the Jets have coming into the season?
I mean, well, right now we're just focused on the off season, but I mean, yeah, of course. You know, it's, you know, something that we all want to talk about. But at the same time, like I just said, it's really one day at a time, especially right now, learning a whole new offense and, you know, getting the guys in here and getting to know them and starting to get our cohesion up a little bit, our chemistry up. You know, I think that's some of the things that we're worried about. And then once the season comes, especially during, you know, the last half of the season, then we'll start to worry about the playoffs.
And also, I mean, it's a little bit of an unfair question now that I think about it. You guys haven't even had the draft yet. You don't know who you're going to get, so that could tip things one way or the other. So I apologize for that. So when you're playing last year, though, was there anything that was on the field that you'd seen on TV previous, a player, a team that you said, wow, that's even more impressive when you see it up close?
The Texans defense. Those guys, I mean, Jadeveon and J.J. Watt. Up close and, you know, in your face is a different story than just watching them on TV. So, but yeah, it's, you know, that was a different experience. And then obviously, I mean, there's some other experiences, but definitely, you know, there was that first, it was a third and long and we had called a screen pass. And, you know, I was kind of patting the ball a little too long and waiting for my running back to get open. And J.J. Watt scooted around the corner on the right side. And, you know, I wasn't even looking at him. I'm surprised I didn't even fumble, but you know, you cleaned my clock pretty good there, and, you know, that was the first third down of the game, so that woke me up a little bit, but it was definitely fun to play against those guys, and, you know, looking forward to it in the future, hopefully.
Well, Sam, we are looking forward to having you on with us every week. One warning, Peter is a huge Redskin fan, so he's not on your side. Don't think he's on your side. Not a good guy.
No, well, hold on. Obviously, Michael's not a great teammate that he's killing somebody on his team.
Yeah, right under the bus.
However, it does mean that I'm more likely to pull for the Jets than the Giants, and you just added my guy, Jamison Crowder, so now I'm looking for that all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm on board. Sam's now down with the K show. So this is my team. Michael, I root for us. The Jets do well. If the Jets are winning games, people are tuning in to hear Sam.
Yeah, he's coming back a little bit.
We're all winning.
Why don't you grab the jersey there? Why don't you grab some of the fans can see it there?
Gotcha.
Because they are gorgeous. There's a bunch of really nice ones.
The boxing that they gave us.
Packaging is really tremendous.
Let me open this up.
Yeah, open it up. I think that's Michael.
I saw that Sam gave Michael, Sam gave Mike Greenberg one, and I think he got choked up today.
I'm expecting
the same reaction out of you.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
He's dead inside.
All right.
So the camera's right under the clock there.
I'm going to take the glass
off. Very nice. It's got glass and everything.
Yeah.
Michael went with the Joe Namath jersey, which is odd because he's never worn this jersey.
Let me get this.
And we'll never wear this jersey.
Oh, look at that.
But
Beautiful.
As Sam said earlier, everybody's got a 12 in the stands. So
yep.
That's a really nice jersey with New York right on top.
Yep. What color is it, Don? I can't see it.
It's the black jersey with the green front.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Stealth black.
Yeah. And I think it might have your name on the back, too.
I like it.
So. Well, that would make sense because he got Namath.
He got Namath on the back.
Oh, does it say Namath? Yeah. Okay.
Because I thought it would look dumb, 12K.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm the only non-egomaniac who got an actual player on the Jets team, Jamal Adams.
Wow, there you
beautiful.
Go.
I went with LaGreca 4 because we just had the twins, so it's a family of 4 hanging up in the
family
man cave.
Man, right? Thank you.
I'm not
weak. What are you, a punter?
I'm a family man weak?
Yeah,
what are you, a punter?
Let's go blow for blow and see who's weak.
Michael, I can get Namath to sign it for you.
Done. Let's do it.
Wait, now, hold on. Last year, when you first came around, I think when I first had you on the show, our first phoner we ever did with you had not met Namath yet. What's your relationship like with Joe now? Because we love Joe over here.
Yeah, I mean, he's a character, right?
So I'll say.
He's awesome, though. No, he's been amazing. You know, his stories about New York. I'm not going to go into too much depth, but...
not a good idea.
Joe's a good dude, man. I mean, his stories about the NFL and what he experienced in the league, they're a little different than what I've experienced so far, but he's a great dude. Someone that I always love talking to and getting to know more.
You cannot live Joe Namath's life, Sam, because there's Twitter and there's cell phone cameras.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It can't be done again.
You can just hear about it and live it vicariously.
There you go. Yeah.
Sam, we thank you for coming in. That's really nice of you and for the uniform tops as well. And we look forward to talking to you starting the week before the season starts and then every week after that. So welcome to the family.
All right. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right, that's Sam Darnold. We're coming up 4 o'clock hour. We'll take some phone calls. Also, we're going to talk to Glenn Sather, the outgoing president of the New York Rangers. Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, Darnold, and you, right here on Yes and on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55.
The show's popping
on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.